Cinch.
Hello, everyone. This is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is September 8th, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1945, from the History.com website, U.S. troops land in Korea to begin their post-war occupation of the southern part of that nation, almost exactly 1 month after Soviet troops had entered northern Korea to begin their own occupation. Although the U.S. and Soviet occupations were supposed to be temporary, the division of Korea quickly became permanent. In 1951, in San Francisco, California, 48 nations signed a peace treaty with Japan in a formal recognition of the end of the Pacific War. In 1954, the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, or SATO, is established. In 1959, the Asian Institute of Technology, AIT, is established. In 1960, in Huntsville, Alabama, U.S. President Dwight David Eisenhower formally dedicates the Marshall Space Flight Center. NASA had already activated the facility on the 1st of July of the same year. In 1962, newly independent Algeria, by referendum, adopts a constitution. In 1970, hijacking and the subsequent destruction of three airliners to Jordan by Palestinians, the events follow what would later become known as Black September. And on this day in 1974, U.S. President Gerald Ford pardons former President Richard Nixon for any crimes Nixon may have committed while in office. In 1975, U.S. Air Force Tech Sergeant Leonard Maltovich, a decorated veteran of the Vietnam War, appears in his Air Force uniform on the cover of Time magazine with the headlines, "I am a homosexual." He is later given a general discharge. In 1991, the Republic of Macedonia becomes independent. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, September 8th. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.